Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of NutriStrength and Saturay, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And I have today one of our beautiful clients, Isha, on the podcast. She's 41. She lives in the US. She has one child. She's also married. And welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I love doing these. So tell the listeners a little bit more about, you know, what was the trigger for you to join the program? Like, what were you experiencing prior in terms of health issues or weight gain or wanting to change your body composition?
Yeah, my fitness journey started after I became a mom. And I think I was around a year postpartum and I had fell in love with doing HIIT. I would do like 5-6 classes a week, and I didn't know how to, back it up with good nutrition. So I would go empty stomach in the morning, go crazy, come back, eat whatever. But I remember I would have such major hunger pangs that I would literally just gorge on anything I could put my hands on. Mm. But right around COVID started and everything shut down, I had to take a step back from training because the studios was closed. I used to work out at home, wasn't quite enjoying it. And then eventually I did find another trainer to work with. He was also online. Back then I was struggling with, I wasn't sleeping through the night. I was having major PMS symptoms. Mm. I was having thyroid issues. My doctor at the time had told me that I may have been in perimenopause because of everything that I was experiencing. I had major insomnia. I had vertigo. I had a lot of dizziness. Had major anxiety, panic attacks, you name it. The whole list of things. Mm-hmm. I was really looking for, what is wrong with me that I'm having such issues. We were trying to conceive for second child and weren't getting successful, had multiple miscarriages. And that to me was like breaking point. The instructor I was working with before joining your program, he made me eat a lot of food to the point where I had never eaten that much food. That made me realize how less I was eating, because he made me eat like 1600 calories every day, which is not a lot, but for a person who was eating like a bird, it was like, wow, that's a lot of food. I've never eaten that much. I was literally like forcing myself to eat that food every day, that much food. But eventually I realized my body composition still wasn't changing. I was still quite lean, and I had started sleeping through the night because of the amount of food I was eating. My energy came back. So I did see some improvement, but after working with him for a little over a year, I still felt like I felt restricted. I didn't quite feel like myself. And that's when I came across the whole pro-metabolic, and I was like, oh, there's a way to be able to eat everything. And I just decided not to work with that instructor anymore, took things in my own hand, didn't track, got crazy with eating, literally eating everything, because I'm like, oh, this is great, no restrictions. And I gained so much weight. I was probably the heaviest I have ever been in my whole life. And I've been lean, ever since I was a little child. Anyways, I was at 35% body fat when I first had my onboarding call with you. That was back in 2022. That's how I started. And yeah, 35% body fat, a lot of sleep issues still. I wasn't still sleeping through the night. I would, especially in my second half of the cycle, I would wake up in the middle of the night and had such a hard time falling back asleep. And I was like, there has to be. And I had been listening to your podcast before that. I had been following you. And I was like, you know what? enough is enough. Let's just do it. There has to be a better way to live your life and, you know, look a certain way and, you know, own your health without torturing yourself with not eating this. I just couldn't get behind the idea of restricting food, because I remember, like, I would barely eat, you know, a handful of rice with like heaps of vegetables with my previous instructor. And I was eating so much protein. Like, it was hard to eat. I was eating like 160, 170 grams of protein every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't stand eating protein. That's how much protein I was eating. But all of that changed, you know, with this program. When I started, it was baby steps, definitely. One thing at a time that I tried to accomplish, because it was just too many things to get a handle on, you know, as you start. But one thing at a time with Charlotte's help. I think I started with a fat loss phase because my stress was under control. I was eating quite a bit more than I should have. Naturally, I started, like, I think when I started at 35%, within 3 months, I lost 5% body fat and came, you know, right to like that 30% range. And since then, honestly, I've been like in maintenance-ish, a little bit less than maintenance in muscle building, in what is it called?
Body recon.
Yeah. And that's how I've lost, you know, all the inches that I have. I think right now I'm around 22-23%.
So how much body fat have you lost in total since you started the program?
I would say about 13%. Started at 35. Right now I'm at 22. Quite a bit. I look at my pictures from when I started and I see a huge difference. And just the way my clothes fit. And I can tell, like, my body doesn't look the same, you know, as it used to before I gained weight, but I was also so under-muscled. And I almost looked, you know, that I came from like an African subcontinent because I just wasn't eating well and doing all that HIIT. I look at those pictures, I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I doing? But anyway, I think now when people look at me, they can tell that I work out because I look like I have muscles and I look like I work out. And I'm happy with the way my body looks because it's like, I'm proud of the work I've done and the way it looks because I'm like, it's not easy. Not everyone can do it. It's a lot of hard work. And I'm just really proud that I stuck with it. Even though sometimes you get impatient, but I'm like, I used to remind myself, you know, in your podcast, how you say, consistent, imperfect action, like just keep doing it. And then eventually, you know, there comes a time, I think finally I'm at a point where I'm like, I can't imagine my life without strength training. Like, I just love it so much. And like, who cares how much I weigh, how much body percentage fat I have, as long as I'm in that healthy range. Like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. So, you know, my goal is to like be under 20%. So I'm like right there. But if I get there this year or next year or in 2 years, I honestly, like, I'm happy. I am healthy. I'm not obsessing over it. Just let's just say that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I'm so proud of you too. You've done so well. And you're right. I just want to shake women sometimes and say, just keep going. Like, don't give up, because it really is, like, if you can just commit to it and make that slow, like, look where you are now. That's so much body fat to have lost, especially coming into the program with, you know, the different health issues. And talk about the improvements in the metabolic issues. Have you had some improvements there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't obsess over my health, and I really do manage my stress a lot. So definitely all of my health markers are great. Like, I've beaten my vertigo. I don't have dizziness. You know, my thyroid is doing well. I sleep through the night, even, you know, during the luteal phase. I'm eating so much food, and I don't fear food in the sense, oh, if I eat that much, I'm going to put on weight. I think I've lived with that fear pretty much all my life, and which is why I was so underweight growing up. But I think I now have such a healthy relationship with food where it's like, oh, this is nourishment for my body, for all the work I get from it. So it's like, I celebrate that I'm able to eat that much food and, you know, look the way I look. But it's taken me this long to change that perspective. So I don't torture myself if I go off track, which I've gone off track so many times. I'm not tracking to the T every day, but I make sure I'm eating enough protein. I think after doing it for so long, it's like I'm still measuring my food, but I'm not going crazy if, you know, a few grams here and there changes. But I can feel the difference. Like the days that I don't eat enough, which I know when I'm not weighing, I have a tendency to not eat enough, and I can feel like my recovery is slower. I can't lift as heavy in the gym the next day. And that's like an immediate indication that, hey, you need to eat more today. Plus you get hungry when you work out, right? Mm-hmm. I get so hungry on, especially the days that I'm doing lower body. I feel so proud when I go to the gym and, you know, I'm lifting and the person next to me, which is usually men, are lifting exactly the same as I am. It just gave me such a confidence boost and makes me, you know, so proud of how far I've come. I would have never thought I could lift 100 kgs. I could deadlift 100 kgs my whole life. Like, I was probably doing like 20-ish kgs when I started. But it took me, I would say, a year and a half-ish when I did my first 100 kg deadlift. And I was like over the moon, so happy. Like, finally, it's happening. Mm-hmm. But it's been an amazing journey, for sure. And I think I've motivated a lot of my friends who are still kind of scared of strength training, you know. Yeah. But they look at me and they're like, oh, muscle is so important. Eating more protein is so important. But it's like, say, you understand it, but like to apply it in your life, it's different. Yeah. It takes a lot of effort.
But worth it, obviously. Look at you now. Incredible. So incredible. And how is the food fitting with the family? I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
When I was in my fat loss, yeah, the first 3 months, I was still getting a hang of it and I wasn't eating too much fat. I enjoyed more carbs over fat. I think Charlotte and I discussed it. I'm like, I can live with less fat. I am not really, I don't enjoy eating too much fatty food anyway. So let's do more carbs and less fat. So that's how we went about it. First few months was a little, you know, it took a little bit of adjustment. But once I got a hang of it in first couple months, and I used to work at that point. I had a full-time job and I was working out 3 to 4 times a week and, you know, taking 10,000 steps every day. Oh, actually 12,000, not 10,000. It was a lot. But, you know, trying to make meals which mine look for like different meals for different people in the family, that wasn't going to happen. It was like, let's keep it simple. So usually like I would do my own thing, breakfast and lunch. Lunch used to be very simple, a protein, fruit, you know, whatever. Breakfast is usually just eggs, toast, whatever. And then that's what my entire family eats, breakfast. Lunch we do all our own. And then dinner, it's like everyone eats the same thing. And we rotate. Like some days we'll have pasta. Some days we'll have like a Mexican bowl. We'll eat whatever we feel like eating, and we all eat the same food. Like the fact that my 8-year-old exactly eats the same food that I eat, it doesn't complain. That tells you that it's good food.
Yeah, it's perfect. Obviously, trying to make separate meals for the family is a pain in the bloody ass. So that's brilliant that you're all eating the same stuff. And Isha, what about if, because often women, they'll say, oh, look, I just don't have time. I don't have time to do this.
Yeah, I think it's just how badly you want it. Mm. I think for me, especially on days when the work got really crazy and I had like back-to-back meetings and I had like stuff that needed to get done because I had deliverables for work and stuff, getting 10,000-12,000 steps seemed hard, but I also realized like finding out an hour in my day seemed like a big deal, but then breaking it into like 5, you know, if I have to go talk to someone, I'll walk, or I'll park my car, you know, further in the parking lot so I could, you know, get my steps in. So I find it ways around my schedule, around my lifestyle, where I'm like staying active through the day versus, you know, trying to find dedicated time, especially on the days where it got really, really busy. It's a little bit easier right now since I'm not working. I have more flexibility. But I'm not saying that, you know, I don't challenge myself to take 10,000-12,000 steps now. Like there are days when I could be sitting for hours. I'm like, oh shit, I haven't moved. All day I've been, you know, on the couch or whatever working. So in the evening, like, before dinner, I'll usually take my son with me. He'll ride his bike and I'll walk. Or over the weekends, I'm getting my husband into the habit of walking more. So we'll go on family walks over the weekend. But I think it's, for me, I don't look at it as, oh, I have to do this. I look at it as an investment in my health. And I'm like, just like I find time to do other things that are important to me, you know, get dressed before work in the morning or, you know, look a certain way, do my hair. It's just like that. Like if I have to find time, you know, 40 minutes for a walk, I will. It may not, if it's not 40 minutes, you know, at a stretch, maybe I'll walk 10 minutes and then 10 minutes and then 5 minutes, however I can during my day. If I can't go out because we live in the desert and during the summer, it gets really, really hot. So I bought like a small under desk treadmill to get my steps in, because in the summertime it's just brutal outside. So I just, you know, get my steps on my mini treadmill, because like there, like I think the key is, like I said, how badly you want it. And for me, it's very easy to find excuses, But I'm like, you can either find an excuse or you can either find a way to do it. Like, let's just find a way to do it, because excuses are, you're always going to find an excuse to not. I think for me, it was just like, I'm so committed to this lifestyle. The days that I can't move, it's like, I just feel weird. And, you know, after you walk, you know, like, your mood's going to be better. You're just going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. It's just, everything is better when you're active versus not. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. No, such good advice. And do you feel it's been worth the investment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been with the program almost for 23. So I started in 22. So yeah, 2.5-ish years. Charlotte likes to remind me that I'm probably her second client when she had started working with you guys. And I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, it's been quite a while. But, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Everything is working. So I have no reason to like go look elsewhere. I am pretty independent. Like, I'm so motivated to work out.
How many days do you train?
3 to 4.
Yeah. And so you just train and you do your steps, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that? A lot of women that join our program, you know, I just spoke to a lady who just joined up. She's your age, actually, 40. She's 41. And she was saying, you know, I really wanted to obviously, you know, find a sustainable approach. I want to look good in a bikini. I want to feel confident, but I also don't want to spend fucking 6 days a week in the gym. You know, she's like, I was following this other woman in her 50s and she looks great, but she's like, she trains 2 hours a day, 6 days a week in the gym. She's like, I just don't have time for that. So do you feel, I'm like, me neither. Do you feel that this is sustainable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, most days I'm in and out of the gym in 40 minutes. Like, within 40 minutes, I'm done. And I don't talk to anybody. I don't goof around. Like, I'm like straight business. Like, get in there, get my workout done, and I'm out. And some days it's like, if people are like hogging a machine and they're like doom scrolling on their phones and not leaving the machine alone, I'll be like, you know what, let's just swap whatever I can do in place of that exercise because the machine's not available. No, I am not spending hours at a gym. I don't have that much time. You know, being a mom and, you know, being a woman is just too much work in and of itself. So no, it's not. I have done that. You know, back in my HIIT days, I used to work out 6, sometimes 7 days a week. But I killed myself. Like, it got me to a point where I was like, my health was so bad that I've learned my lesson the hard way. So I feel like this is sustainable because it is work, but it's manageable with, you know, with having a job, having, you know, being a mom, you can do it. You just have to find your rhythm.
Perfect. And if a woman was sitting on the fence about joining the program, what advice would you give her?
Go do it. I mean, it's an investment in yourself, in your family. I also look at it like, there's so much I've learned about life in this program that things that I can transfer from strength training into like other areas of my life. Anytime I feel stuck or like I'm not making progress. And I've been through a lot of different things, you know, while in the program in a span of 2.5 years, I lost my job. There was a point where we went to India for a month and I couldn't track. I couldn't eat as much protein and I still managed to lose weight in that month. I've been through a lot and I've, you know, I feel like multiple injuries that I had during the program. But I think one thing that I always reminded myself is like, trust the process. You know, every day is not going to look perfect, but do whatever you can, you can do today. I think even the days where I just had absolutely no motivation and I was really frustrated with anything that was going on in my personal life. I remember like I would go to the gym and like hit the weights so heavy. Like afterwards, I would feel like a winner no matter what was going on in my life. It was just like, oh, I accomplished something huge after I worked out. And I think that just kept me going, you know, even on the days where it felt just really challenging to take one step. So It definitely is, like I said, I think strength training in this program really saved my life because I was in such a bad place health-wise. And now it's just, I can't like I said, I can't imagine my life without it, you know? It's just a part of me. Just like all the other habits you have on a day-to-day basis. It's like, yeah, I have to work out. I have to walk. So it's, yeah, please. I mean, if anyone is on the fence, they shouldn't be. It's just, you learn so much from this program, even if you do it for a year, you know, whatever your goal is once you hit it. And you don't have to do it for as long as I've done. But I feel like the tools that you get and the knowledge that you get is going to stick with you forever. And it's going to really help you. Because I can teach what I've learned, you know, to my husband. Like, he makes sure that he's eating enough protein with every single one of his meal. And I teach my son about the same thing. It's like, make sure you're eating enough protein. But they, you know, it's like, especially in a family, because they look at you all the time. So you are a role model, you know, especially for your kids. It's like, my son has seen me lift heavy at the gym. And he's like, wow, mom, you really are strong. For me to hear those words from my child, it's like I think about the impact that would have on him when he's a little bit older and he thinks about, you know, building good habits for himself. So I look at it as an investment, not just in myself, but everyone around me is noticing too. You know, my neighbors are like, you walk a lot. Like, we see you walking every day. What's your goal? I'm like, yeah, my goal is 12,000. She's like, what?
Yeah,
my goal is 12,000. So I definitely walk more every day because I have to. But yeah.
Brilliant.
Don't be on the fence.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with everyone. I just loved listening to your journey, and you are right. You should be so proud of yourself. Yeah, brilliant. I've just got this huge smile on my face. Obviously, people can't see. But if you're a woman and you're listening to this and you'd be thinking about joining the program, you can book a free discovery call. I'll pop the link in the show notes. You can just book in and have a chat and see if it's a good fit. And Isha, thank you so much for coming on again, coming on to onto the podcast. And have a great evening, and I'll see you in the program.
Thank you, Kitty. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.